Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Vav. So Achitofel had given some very good advice on how to get David killed and take over the kingdom permanently. But another point, Pshat, I just saw, fantastic Pshat, points out that nobody had asked Achitofel for this advice. He spoke up completely on his own. And Avshalom was displeased partially because of the chutzpah of him speaking before anybody had asked him to speak and giving advice in a very forward manner, whereas Hushai waited until he's asked to speak, and one of the results of that, as we saw in the previous pasuk, Yadalad, was that everybody, all of the men, instantaneously accepted Hushai's advice as being superior to Achitofel, even though it wasn't, but that was partly because God decreed it that way. Very interesting conversation I had this morning at Shul with somebody who was talking about Bechira and self-determination versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knows and has decreed everything that's going to happen. And here too, we see a wonderful example of that kind of determinism versus everything being inevitable sort of argument. But now Hushai proves his value by being an absolute fifth column in the midst of Avshalom's men. Vayomer Hushai el tzadok ve'lev yasar ha-kohanim. Hushai, if you remember, was told to have a secret code and contact with David's spies who still remained within Yerushalayim. And so Hushai said to Tzadok and Avyasar, the Kohanim, the former Kohen Gadol and the upcoming Kohen Gadol, Kazos v'chazos yo'atz Achitofel as Avshalom, such and such, Achitofel advised to Avshalom ve'ezikne Yisrael and to the elders of Israel. So it does not help, but Hushai is telling David the truth that the Zakenim are with Avshalom for the moment. V'chazos v'chazos yo'atz Diyani. But on the other hand, thus and thus did I say counsel. So he gives them a report verbatim of everything that had just happened so that David knows what Achitofel had said and what Hushai had said, but he doesn't prejudice it by saying, and obviously my advice is going to be accepted and Achitofel's isn't. He wants David to know both sides. So David is fully informed. Tezayin. So he says to them, please send immediately, ASAP. Tell David immediately. A little unsolicited advice, but because it's all by text, he's not going to be able to tell him directly. So he has to send him his advice while he's talking, and sending his one message he's going to get out. So send quickly, inform David, saying, do not stay this night in the plains of the desert, where you're easily visible, where it'll be easy to find you. V'gam avor ta'avor. Instead, cross over entirely. Why? Pen yivula la melech ulechol ha'am asher ito. Otherwise, the king, the melech here, he's talking to David, so the king and all of the people who are with him shall be swallowed up. Hushai was worried, say the Mefarshim, that maybe Avshalom was only pretending to take Hushai's advice. It's a gzera from Hashem, but, you know, that doesn't always come pre-labeled for everybody to know. So Hushai is worried enough that he tells him, look, I did my best, but it could be that Avshalom is only pretending to listen to me, so don't take any chances. Cross over the Yarden River, get out of the country entirely. Make sure that you escape, because we don't want you to get swallowed up with Avshalom's forces. Guard against a possible attack. And here were the two plans, my plan and Achitofel's plan, so be ready, no matter what. Alright? He also, Hushai, was hoping that the people would come back to their senses and realize, oh my goodness, you know, David? We're going to do this to David? Achitofel wanted to seize on the confusion of everybody and the passion. He is a visceral guy, very Trumpian, and this is not to say Donald Trump is Achitofel, but to say that he goes with the knee-jerk reaction and the passionate reaction, rather than taking the time to think about it. It's a delaying tactic, but it's a smart one. Achitofel is trying to avoid that. So who is going to do the running to bring the message? Yitzayin v'Yehonasan v'Achimatz omdim be'in rogel. Their sons, Yehonasan and Achimatz, were staying in Ein Rogel, which was right outside Yerushalayim. Some say Ein Rogel is named that, Rashi says. Be'ein Katzra, Kovsei Vigdei Tzemer. The people who washed and laundered wool garments which you had to step on to wash them properly. I know nobody wants to drink wine that were stomped by people's feet with all those grapes, but that's how laundry used to be done too. When you don't have a washing machine with an agitator that Mr. Wolf can come fix when it breaks, like it did by us. So you have to step on your clothes in the river. So that's where they were. And the maidservant went and informed them. So Tzadok and Evyasar can't risk being seen carrying secret messages using the network. You know, it's the resistance. And so they sent the maidservant from the house, an anonymous woman, to go talk to Yehonasan and Achimatz and tell them to send the message. V'heim yelchu v'higidu la'melech David. And their job was to then run from Ein Rogel and go tell David HaMelech, ki lo yuchlu lehira'os lavo ha'ira, because they could not be observed coming into the city. Even though it's a visit to your dear old dads, the Kohanim, we can't afford for anybody to realize that we have a secret network of people who are doing all of the communicating. So the Shifcha came from Tzadok's household, and she's being sent to Ein Rogel to tell the boys to go run out and to tell David what Achitofel said, what Hushai said, and that David should maybe cross the Yarden for a little while till the coast is clear.